No virtuous action can truly be elevated if it doesn't extend its benefits to others as well. This is demonstrated by the individual who returned the one talent intact and was harshly punished because he had not increased it. And so, brother, even if you should go without food, if you should sleep on the ground, if you should consume ashes and constantly be mourning and do no good for anyone else, it won't amount to much. Just like those great and noble figures in the beginning, they made this their primary focus. Carefully examine their lives, and you'll clearly see that none of them ever focused on their own interests, but rather on the interests of their neighbors, which is also why they shone more brightly. Take Moses, for example. He performed many great miracles and signs, but nothing made him as great as that blessed statement he made to God, saying, "If you will forgive their sin, so forgive, but if not, erase me as well." David was the same way, which is why he said, "I, the shepherd, have sinned, and I have done wickedly, but these, the flock, what have they done? Let your hand be upon me and upon my father's house." Just like them, Abraham wasn't seeking his own benefit, but the benefit of many. That's why he both put himself in danger and pleaded with God for those who didn't belong to him in any way.